an excellent wife who can find, for her worth is far above jewels. Her children rise up and bless her. Her husband also, he praises her. Welcome to a special Mother's Day episode of In the Bullpen on the Fight Laugh Feast Network. Thank you for joining us.
And look who's coming up. High fly ball into right field. She is gone!
This is from a conversation that took place decades ago. You got a girl? Asked the older gentleman. I think so, said the young man. What do you mean, I think so? The young man said that he did have a girlfriend, that they discussed marriage, but he wasn't sure how long she'd wait for him. Do you love her? Asked the older gentleman. I love her very much. When we get through here today, you might want to call her up, said the older man, because there are times when a man needs a woman by his side. That is a conversation that took place between Branch Rickey and Jackie Robinson after the two of them agreed that Jackie would be the man to break the color barrier in Major League Baseball. They knew their Bible, and they knew that in Genesis 2:18, the Lord God said, "It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make for him a helper suitable for him." In this special episode for Mother's Day, I've asked some friends, some boys of summer, to join us to say Happy Mother's Day. You'll hear the voice and writings of Brent Suter, Bob Malacky, T.C. Calhoun, Jimmy Gobble, Clint Hurdle, Dennis Sarfate, Rick Tomlin, Tony Diggs, Ned Colletti, Fred Dabney, and Dusty Baker.
Hi, this is Brent Suter. I'm a pitcher with the Milwaukee Brewers, and I just want to take some time to honor and praise my wife, Erin, for all that she's done for our family, raising our son and moving all over the country with my son and my dog. And Proverbs 31:31 tells us, honor her for all the work that her hands have done, and let her praise ring out at the city gates. And I certainly want her praise to be let out at the city gates, and I thank God for her, sending her into my life, and I wish you all the best, and happy Mother's Day. God bless.
Hello, my name is Bob Malacky. I've been involved in professional baseball for over 37 years as a player and as a coach. I'd like to give special thanks to Mark Dewey for inviting me to be on his Mother's Day podcast to be able to talk about how wonderful my wife Kim is. She supported me through my entire baseball career. She's also been a tremendous partner and a fantastic mother to our children, and now grandmother. We're both from a small town, and at one point I played Little League against her. We went to junior high together, became good friends. Then in high school, we started dating. Shortly after high school, we ended up getting married. She is a tremendous person, a tremendous mother, and like I said, a tremendous partner. It takes a special person to be able to be a wife of a baseball player or a professional coach. Because we all know as players, we have our ups and downs, and they go up and down with us. And they talk to us, they comfort us, and they help us through the tough times. As we started our family, there's times where she traveled with three kids across country or even across the Atlantic Ocean to Japan. She would do anything for her children. Her children are first priority. But as a wife, a family is huge. I can't say enough about her to appreciate how much she's meant to me and my career, but more than that, how she molded our kids into the people and the adults that they are today. All of our kids are great kids, and they all have level heads, and they all have futures, and a lot of that is because of her. Without her being the rock that she is and the glue to the family, with all the ups and downs and the months that she spent apart from her husband, and to be able to hold everything together, you can never say enough about her. She's my whole life, and I love her with all my heart. And I wish her a happy Mother's Day. I love you, Kim, forever and always. Your husband, Bob.
These words are from T.C. Calhoun. First, throughout my career, I've had job after job working my way up the baseball ladder. And during that time, my wife, Kenna, was always the breadwinner. She busted her tail so I could go and play. Play which included 5 part-time jobs, all working in baseball at the same time, and none of those jobs paid well. Later, I found out she was secretly adding money into my account just to pay for gas so I could get to the next game. Second, when my professional baseball career started, she was 8 months pregnant when I left for my first spring training in player development. I can remember her not even saying a word that I was leaving her that late in the pregnancy. And she always would ask as soon as we spoke how my day was first, not how she was doing, but what we did that day at practice. I was fortunate to be able to go home early thanks to the organization and witness the birth of my son. And 3 days later, I left and headed to Springfield, Missouri. Not once did she complain. I mean, she just gave birth, had a 3-day-old baby, and cried when I left because of how happy she was for me. Lastly, now that I am a scout, I'm on the road close to 200 or more days and over 100 nights in a hotel. We now have 2 kids, and my wife not only takes care of both the kids, but also runs a business, is active in our community, and very active in our church. How she does it, I have no idea, but she always has a smile on her face and always encourages me to do more and to continue to climb as high as I am allowed. And this from Jimmy Gobble. My wife has been with me through many baseball-related adventures, the good and the bad. Through it all, she supported me and has been my biggest fan. She never questions what or why I'm spending so much time playing or teaching a game because she understands the importance of what we do collectively. I'm so grateful to have a baseball wife that supports me top to bottom and never complains. Julie Gobble is my rock. She rocks when it comes to being a godly mom, strong Christian, and keeping my crazy sane.
Hello, Mark. Clint Hurdle here. I wanted to get this to you tonight. It's my wife's 53rd birthday today, and I wanted to honor her in a very significant way. You know, it's kind of ironic. We're homeschooling now, people all over. And when I thought about it, my wife's actually been homeschooling our daughter for 17 years and my son for 15 years. She has stood in the gap for each and every family member. Over the course of this family's existence, she has shown unwavering grace, patience, understanding, unconditional love. She is a wonderful, wonderful person to be around and spend time with. She doesn't beat around the bush. She has a very soft approach. She has gone above and beyond the call of family duty in meeting the needs of each and every person here. She is selfless and finds ways to continually provide joy for each and every one of us. And I couldn't be more blessed as a husband, a father, and a man to get to share life with her.
from Dennis Sarfati. My wife, Jada, is a huge blessing from the Lord. She has been there by my side through my entire career. She picked me up in my failures and held me in check when I was having success, sometimes managing the house for months while I was 8,000 miles away. I never had to worry about my girls getting taken care of. She did it all. She never complains. I never could have done it without her. I cherish her and thank God for bringing her to me. And from Rick Tomlin, I can honestly say that without her support and active part, my journey through baseball would have been a difficult path. Since we were not together during my playing days, my wife's journey began as I was laying a foundation for being the best pitching coach I could possibly be. At first, she didn't understand the countless hours I would put in trying to have a positive effect on the pitchers and how much time and effort was involved. Plus, my days and weeks away from her, living in a hotel during spring training and being on the road. And once we had our two boys, the work and effort on her part became seemingly overwhelming. I don't know what caused her to adapt to her mindset, but how she handled our lifestyle and took all of the stress of being removed from the usual family life was a thing of beauty. Once Suzanne realized that going about her professional life as a teacher and keeping the boys focused on their lives, it seemed to alleviate any major issues and allow for her and the boys to seek this life out as an adventure. Every stop I made in the minor leagues became an educational experience for them. Each town offered something new: restaurants, historical sites, parks, other opportunities to see and explore our country. The boys loved the baseball, of course, the players and everything that goes with it. The offseason was our time to reunite and catch up. Bills, house, cars, school were issues that Suzanne dealt with to enable me to be the best I could be at my profession. Unfair? Not to her and the boys. It was our life and how we moved along in our journey. Suzanne always says I'm a rock, and maybe more so in my retirement years. But as our marriage and family grew, I could not have been as successful and have a great journey through my baseball years without her support and being beside me.
Okay, let me start this by saying, moms, you got gypped. With 12 months in a year, they could have dedicated one of those for you, or a full week, or at least an extended weekend to celebrate you. But that's a conversation for another day. On a more serious note, first, let me start off by saying I truly don't have the words or ability to explain or put a value on my wife to me, our children, our families, or our friends. The attention and love she shows in each of these facets of her life can only be put into its true light if you are a part of one of them. Mark, you can attest to this more than I can. Having a large family means there's always a lot of moving parts. My wife seems to always know where they come together and how they fit with each other so they can work. Her dedication and her devotion to the well-being of our family and myself, in my opinion, cannot be measured. And believe me, there have been many times when she's reminded me that I couldn't afford her services for what she does, and I know she's right. The best way for me to sum this up is this. As a man, I've only made two major life-worthy decisions. The first is accepting Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior. The very important second is taking Kim as my wife. God has blessed us all with the opportunity to choose salvation, but He's only blessed me with the opportunity to call you my wife. He has blessed you with the title Mother seven times over, and what you've done with it is amazing. Most importantly to me is that He's thought of and prepared you for me, and I thank Him constantly for such a personal, beautiful, wonderful, and loving gift. Happy Mother's Day, babe.
From Ned Colletti, the blessings of a mom and a wife are among God's absolute most powerfully poignant gifts. In my case, I've been magnificently blessed to have both. While I was running baseball teams and helping and mentoring and looking after other parents' kids, my wife, Gail, was looking after ours. My legacy is not tied to games won or lost or dollars made, but to how my children turn out. She is a Hall of Famer, as was my mom. I could write about their relevance in my life and others for days. So while we celebrate Mother's Day with a day, it is a day that has a lifelong cycle not just 24 hours. From Fred Dabney. Inger has been the glue behind keeping our family together. Her faith and knowledge of the Bible allows her to honor me, allowing me to be the spiritual leader of the home, but also wearing that hat herself when my career has kept me apart from my family, when life's challenges happen with raising two children. She has been able to maintain the home, run a business, and to do that to allow me to be a part of a career that is super challenging to keep the structure of family together. She inspires me. Because she is such an amazing mother and wife, she inspires me to try and be a better husband and father. She knows my love language and at times has asked for forgiveness. When looking back, I should have been the one asking. Inger has been all this and way more. God does not make mistakes, and He brought her to me when I was at my lowest point. Yes, it's easy to say, God has blessed me and our boys with Inger.
Hello, happy Mother's Day to the three women in my life that are very, very important. My mom, F. Christine Baker, my wife, Melissa Baker, and my daughter, Natasha Baker Smith. Happy Mother's Day. My mom was a great mom, cooked for us three meals a day, gave us love and discipline, made us do our homework, made us go to church. My dad was the enforcer, but my mom, you know, gave us the love that, you know, that we, you know, so badly needed and desired and the stressed education. My wife, Melissa, gave birth to my son, who's 21 years old now, playing ball at Cal, and she's his largest supporter and great around the house, you know, great with finances. You know, great with my dogs and does a whole bunch of work and around the house and, you know, proud to call her my wife. And lastly, my daughter, Natasha Baker Smith, gave us our first grandchild. He's 3 months old. And this will be her first Mother's Day. So, you know, she's a wonderful young lady. And so I'm so proud to be her father. And so proud that she's my daughter. All right, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. And, you know, one love to all.
I'd be remiss not to include those mothers most precious to me. First, my mother, whose love and service and sacrifice and prayers have made me the man that I am today. And then my wife, Monique, the mother of our 14 children here on earth. We've been married nearly 29 years, and she has been with me in good times and in bad times. She has traveled the country and even the world with children in tow as I pursued both playing and coaching in professional baseball. We have homeschooled all of our children, and she has taught 13 of the 14 to read and to write. And the 14th is coming along soon to do just those things. She is my Proverbs 31 and Titus 2 woman. Also to my daughters, Hannah and Tabitha. Tabitha, who is celebrating her first Mother's Day this year. And to my daughter-in-law, Latoya. All three of these young women, I am proud to call my daughters and daughter-in-law. They are faithful to the Lord God, faithful to their husbands, and faithful to their children. Brent Suter began by referencing Proverbs 31:31 at the beginning of this podcast, and I want to return to that. It says, "Give her the product of her hands, and let her works praise her in the gates." Pastor Toby Sumter has written this, "This woman's fruit and work have already been enumerated, and this final verse underlines what we have already noted. She is being given what she has given. She has laid her life down to make her home and family and community a fruitful place, and therefore her hands are full of fruit. What she has given away has become hers. This is always the way of the gospel. If you want to find your life, you must lose it." The writer calls upon all men to praise this mighty woman. There is a sense in which all people can generally admire her wisdom as well as participate in it through its blessings to the community. But the writer exhorts them to say so. Being the recipient of such blessing should make people thankful. When people speak wisely and act wisely, we should stand up and recognize it publicly. That's what we've wanted to do this day on this podcast, to recognize publicly the blessings of wives and mothers. I want to thank all the men who contributed to this special In the Bullpen podcast. But far more, I want to thank all of you, faithful wives and mothers, in the game of baseball and everywhere. Proverbs 12:4 says, "An excellent wife is the crown of her husband." But that's a conversation for another day. Join us again tomorrow for In the Bullpen on the Fight, Laugh, Feast Network. Happy Mother's Day.